How many of you were, just a curiosity, were here on Sunday when we did this liturgy in its entirety? Well, you are.
That's why we're back.
That's why you're back. That's the song of the day in the middle. Let's just warm up on the song on that one for now as we get started. Feel free to sing. I spent some time in West Africa and loved how they did so much music without looking at the papers, but it was just so free up, and sometimes there would be people calling out things and stuff. So feel free to follow along the paper and sing along, or to just sing the other parts, where the echo parts. Since time began, through centuries, God's love is everlasting. Distant, unknown galaxies, God's love is everlasting. Splendor springs for cross and land, God's love is everlasting. Abundant sharing, hanging, God's love is everlasting. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting.
Thank you.
Your love. I told this to a few people that when we led this service on Sunday night, I guess I had went up to Heart Lake. Anybody been up to Heart Lake? Yeah. And I was just struck by the rainbow of colors that I saw in the wildflower. I didn't expect to see that. You know, I expect to see rock and water and tree and, you know, but. I mean, I saw orange, and I saw yellow, and I saw purple, and I saw like two variations of purple, and red, and orange, and I mean, it was just, in different, all kinds of different flowers, too. Anybody know their wildflowers? It'd be fun to go with somebody who knows their flowers to be able to just identify those and whatnot, too. But while we're waiting, in case there are any more latecomers, just to sing a verse of this. It was very moving for me after having climbed up to Heart Lake to then sing this opening song and proclaim that as a community. How about if we just sing verses 1 and 3?
Come and see what God has done.
First,
A few words, just a brief introduction about myself. Some of you might have read my bio up there, but I grew up in Alaska, went to Luther College, graduated back in 1990 from Luther College, and I was thinking about this today, being at Luther. I think it was my senior year at Luther, where it was either Earth Day landed on a Sunday, or it was the Sunday closest to Earth Day, that we did a big tree planting at Luther College. And so, anybody gone? Lutherites? Yeah? You're Luther?
Well, family.
Family. Or anybody been to Decorah? If you drive down the hill into Decorah, in northeast Iowa, is actually quite, it's the driftless region, and so it's quite, the glaciers did not go through there. So when you think of Iowa being flat, Decorah is not. It's beautiful, the high cliffs and these ancient formations and whatnot. Coming down this big hill into Decorah, you start to see the campus over here. And if you kind of look back up this way, there's a big hill, and we did this massive tree planting there my senior year. And it was with machinery and whatnot. And so, but we students got to tamp them in, you know, and feel like we had our part to do, that sort of thing. So I hadn't been back to Luther in years. But as we were writing this liturgy the last year and a half or so,
welcome.
I made several trips down to Luther, so it was fun to go back there and see those trees that were growing, and thinking back to, you know, whatever it was, 21 years or whatever, when those trees were planted and I was part of that. And it was about a year and a half ago that one of the campus pastors, not David Vasquez, but one of the other campus pastors, Pastor Mike Blair, had asked, he had said, hey, we're going to celebrate 150 years at Luther. What about writing this service? He'd already talked to Marty Haugen, and Marty wasn't interested. So I was second choice. No, but I was happy to do it. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. You know, sure, why not? Larry Olson, my partner, and I in Decoder of Music had already a few songs that happened to fit with the theme. And so we had a few songs that kind of were already could fit nicely with the theme. Wrote some more songs, wrote the spoken liturgical pieces, and then kind of tested it out in the congregation over the course of about a year. So I got to go down to Luther and worship with that community and see those trees. And now they have up a wind turbine, $1.5 million wind turbine that generates power for a lot of their power needs. Myself personally, okay, you can picture that big old turbine there. I live in Minnesota, between Minneapolis and Mankato, in 169 Belle Plaine, Jordan area. I live on the farm where Heidi, my wife, where her grandparents were dairy farmers. And so we live on about 67 acres that used to be corn and soybeans. And there was a lot of pesticide use and depletion of the soil. And my wife is just an amazing woman and works day and night with all kinds of ideas of energy and fixing up the land. She's restored a couple different wetlands, planted 13 acres of hardwoods. We've had our own tree plantings. Only one year with the big tractors and stuff, but otherwise we're out there with the shovels every year. She did a bunch of research, and we have our own 20 kW wind generator on our property that has all of our wind needs or electrical needs are met there and whatnot. She grazes cattle and was trying to restore the land that way. We've got pigs and chickens and sheep and huge patches. She sells asparagus and laying eggs and lots of produce. And so we eat well. And so this is some of the context in which I live and breathe and in which some of the composing happened too. On our farm and that sort of thing. But anyhow, that's a little bit about who I am, a little bit about the liturgy, how it came to be. I was hoping that in our time together that we could, let's see, a few people came in since then. How many of you were at the service that, thanks, that one of those Anybody who wasn't there on Sunday night, they just arrived in the last couple days? Yeah. So we did this liturgy in its entirety. But there are a lot of supplemental songs that we as a publishing company had that fit into it too. So just sort of as a way to sing through some resources and then take some music home with you when you leave. I've got some music here that I thought would be fun to... be fun to try out. If later on you decide, you know what, I think my church might be interested, I can talk more about that. The bookstore would have one of these little resources that has the bulletin, that has all of the MP3s so you can hear how they sound of all of these songs, plus all the supplemental songs, all of the sheet music, both for piano, separate ones for guitar, separate ones for putting in bulletins that are just melody lines, all that kind of stuff.
And it's all on the CD?
And that's all on the CD-ROM, yep. And so, yep, most of the songs are on a CD that's $15, but that's only the songs. This is 30, and it has twice as many songs, plus all the sheet music, and that's sort of, but that's 30, and they'll have that in the bookstore. So let's, if it's all right with you, let's just jump into some singing here. And as I was hoping that if there are conversation too, one of the things that I do a lot of myself is just getting people singing. So I thought, why not do some singing together? And if you have some questions about, you know, how do you introduce new music? That's something that sometimes people talk about and ask about. That's something we could talk about too. Let's just start out with some sheet music here. I was debating whether to collate these ahead of time. I thought maybe, I don't know. So it's more fun to do it this way. Maybe I'll take here. I can pass this over too. You got some coming here. Welcome. Feel free to grab one of those bulletins if you want. We got some other music kind of making it around. Ephesus is next door.
Look at that, I love you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's right. Feel free. Sorry. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, anyone else who, if you don't be embarrassed, it's okay to leave earthkeeping to go to Ephesus. It's not a far journey. It's closer than going across the globe. Here's a couple other pieces of music here we're doing. Yeah, welcome. Let's do a little singing here, right by the water.
Thank you.
a vacation Bible school or a Sunday school where you start the seed, you know, any of you done that? And then they send this little Dixie cup home, you know, in kindergarten you do that, you know, as I was playing through that, I was curious if there are other things that you have done in your congregations that somehow have helped bring Scripture alive. You know, in some ways, in the same way that for me as a college student, we had Earth Sunday, we thanked God for creation, and as a sign of discipleship, we went out and we planted trees. And you know, 22 years later, I go back and look and whoa, you know, like how, you know, they're grown. I'm curious, are there some things in your congregations that you have done that have connected your indoor worship with your outside world? Yeah.
We very urban parish, mm-hmm. urban church, and we have what we call Dumpster Sunday.
Yeah.
And we get a big trash dumpster, huge, you know, the big $350 thing that gets delivered, and we will go out to the neighborhood. Everybody gets a trash bag, and we fill up the trash bag and bring it back.
And what goes in the dumpster?
Whatever garbage you pick up.
Oh, it's like so it's like cleaning up the neighborhood.
Cleaning up the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you get all ages going, intergenerational.
The only people are offered. Everybody's encouraged to go. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to go, there's usually a prayer service of some sort in the sanctuary if you don't want to participate. But
yeah.
Everybody knows it's Dumpster Sunday. And
sure.
You hit the streets.
Yeah. Other things, other congregations maybe have done. Yes?
Our youth group, very often they come spring and in the fall, they go out and rake lots for people who are not able to
mm-hmm. yeah.
otherwise do it themselves.
Yeah. Some sort of service related thing connecting people and need in the community. Yeah. Other things your congregation has done outside, taking your work outside the space to be outdoors.
Hungerwalk.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hungerwalk.
Yeah.
Folks Church does gardening.
And what's that like? Are there different plots? Is it all garden together?
All garden together. Some of the foodies or meals together as a church, and then some of the people in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard of more and more churches that are trying to convert some of their lawn space to not have to mow it, but convert it into the gardening. And try to do that sort of thing. A number of churches who have ride your bike to church Sunday, or ride your bike week, and it starts off on a Sunday, and you know it, that may or may not work in your context. To bike to church and then to bike to work, depending on how far you commute. I've heard of other folks, you know, passing out their, you know, boat walk. I mean, plenty of people have reusable by now. Reusable tote bags for going grocery shopping, but there are still a few people that have some bags that they pass out with their church's name on it. Yeah, I think so. Oftentimes, I was talking with Ben Stewart, is it? Yes, Dr. Ben, and he said that with their living liturgy, it was just pouring down rain, and they wanted to do this sort of baptismal thing outside, remembrance of baptism before going in. And then I was like, well, duh. Let's just, you know, you're out there getting drenched, and then people are laughing, and so often I think we are kept inside our worship spaces too much so. Let's move to the other side of this of page. This, rather than a song of mercy, this could be a song of, this is a confessional song. It could be replaced with a song of mercy. In place of a song of mercy, could be a sung confessional. My friend Larry, partner Larry Olson, wrote this when, is it Larry and Carol that wrote it? Or just Larry? Mm-hmm. Yeah, his wife Carol Baird. Larry wrote it. He has a connection in South Dakota with the Rosebud Reservation there. And one of their phrases you see at the top, and here's a Norwegian trying to pronounce it. Mithakuyasi. 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 Recognizing that we are connected to each other, we're connected to the land, we're connected to place, space, people. There's a sacred belief in that connection. Not unlike in Corinthians where we hear where one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. Where one part rejoices, we all rejoice. So this is a confessional song. Let's just sing a little bit. Before we start, just look up here once, and I'll sing. Every face, all my relatives tried.
Every face, all my relatives.
Every race, all my relatives.
Every race, all my relatives.
Every place.
Every place, all my relatives.
Hear creation sing, one with everything. Try it.
Hear creation sing, one with everything.
Hear creation sing, one with everything. Try it.
Hear creation sing, one with everything.
Sister, listen, my brother.
So many features, so many colors. I have not loved you like I should love you. If I believe that God is love, every face, all my relatives, every race, all my relatives, every place.
A little bit harder, and I was resisting the temptation to sing louder. And part of that was because I'm not playing the melody in the piano. And when leading music in a congregation, it's nice, especially introducing new music, to have like a flute or a violin that can play that melody. We're going to have a French horn playing some melody tonight on a song, just to get that heard. Or it's also sometimes good to have what John Illesacker refers to as a clucker. And I was talking about this at choir last night, someone who is up front leading, singing strong. And if a female voice is better than a male voice, to be up in a higher register, it just carries better. So I was even hearing a couple ladies, I was just kind of hearing your voice and saying, thank you for singing the right notes. hopefully everybody else hears you. it's so important in leading new music and that sort of thing. Let's just keep singing a few songs here. Here's one, you know, I'm not even going to pass this one out. You can just come up afterwards and get this one, but I wanted to sing a little bit with you. You already know the refrain. It goes like this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Try it. Recognize And I'll do, there's actually, there are actually five verses, but I'll just do a couple.
Praise to you, O God, most high, all the rock will sing, O God. Brother fire,
no, I'm sorry. Sorry. I better watch.
Praise to you, O God, most high.
Just recently, yesterday, 2 days ago, about his interaction with the leper. Remember hearing about that? And he spoke of that as part of his conversion experience, being repulsed by wanting to come close to a leper, and yet somehow in that coming together with the other and something that he didn't want to touch, that became an important part of his conversion experience. He would continue to think about that in years to come. And in the same way, he never wrote a verse about, the leper. He was talking about the animals and the sun and the stars. But I think it was that same idea that all of creation is infused with the goodness of God, even in something that I might be repulsed by. You know, and even be frightened, perhaps frightened by. You know, I love how he was able on his deathbed, you know.
Then when each one's life is through, Sister Death sings hallelujah. Let every living thing with breath praise you, God, in life and death. Let this life be sung, gratitude.
God of the Harvest. We're just going to keep singing through some things, but if things come up as we're singing in relation to earthkeeping, in relation to getting people singing, interject. That's kind of what I was hoping for. I love singing, and I love getting people singing, so that's kind of why I wanted to get together. And if you're not having fun, you should be next door. Very easy episode. Let's see. Let me just see what's here. Yeah. I'll put this up here. In my opinion, things should be singable enough that some of the things that you sing should be singable enough that you don't even need paper.
Hallelujah. To whom shall we go? Us into life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. us into life. Alleluia.
Anybody recognize the tune? Does it sound familiar? It was the hope of all creation. It was the song response on Sunday night for those who were here. So it's the same melody, but then it's the could be used as a potential alleluia. One more time.
Alleluia. To whom shall we go?
You lead us.
You lead us into life. Alleluia.
My hope with this liturgy is that it could be used not just on Earth Sunday or not just on close to the feast day of St. Francis, but that, you know, it probably makes more logical sense during the summer, but hopefully thinking about stewardship and care of tending to all that we have might be some theme that we engage in throughout the whole church year. And so I encourage, sometimes you could take a shorter season, a season like Epiphany, and say, even though it's winter, we're going to try this out because we want to start out with some things in the spring that have to do with our green team. One of the people was telling me about their green team at their church in the spring, and they want to get a head start. So maybe an alleluia, rather than that alleluia, maybe this would be more of an epiphany type or an advent type alleluia. Our hope at Dakota Road Music is that if anything's useful, use it. And even to the point of, you know, if it's hard to get a hold of us, use it and get a hold of us later. It's just between Larry and I. There are a lot of times, too, when there are congregations that might have a budget, they say, hey, can we use it anyway? So, you know, by all means, just give us a call, and you know, we certainly do that sort of thing. It is how we make our livelihood, obviously. So, if you do, you know, have a budget for that sort of thing, it's obviously appreciated. All of our music is copywritten or is licensed under licensing CCLI and one license. So, a lot of churches already have that license agreement and can use a lot of those things without even having to get extra copyright permission, and as I was just starting to think about like a song like an alleluia, if there's one thing that you like, you know, out of this and want to take it to your church, by all means do so. So I think more and more today we're piecing together worship services, you know, around certain things. I had seen less and less things like Marty Haugen's Old and Vesper available in booklet form because people are doing projection, people are cutting and pasting all the time and that sort of thing. But there are still congregations that do want to have like a little, a hard, something they can have in their hands and, you know, in heavy cardstock paper with a staple that they'll put away for later and then they'll take out again in a month and they do it again. And so that's what we encourage you to do. If in fact you're, if you want to bring your print again, you know, by all means, that's part of the deal. Don't recycle it. Reuse it. Reuse it again. Let's see. On the theme of alleluia, there's a great hymn text that a person by the name of Norman Olson wrote. And it didn't make it into the ELW. Mary Preuss, a friend of mine who was on the committee for selecting the songs for the ELW, she was familiar with this text too and was disappointed that it didn't make it in. We've got a few more here too. So when seed falls on good soil, it was. I just really like this text. Did everybody get one? I love this text, and so I wanted to sing it. And the text in the green Lutheran Book of Worship is not quite as singable, in my opinion. You can see if you think this is singable or not, but this is something that it can be used as an alternative for an Alleluia during Lent, as a song of the Word, or it could be used as a communion hymn, or it would fit in nicely with some of the parables in the summertime when they come up about the seed. With music, it's hard to absorb the words when the first time I'm thinking more about the notes themselves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so thanks for asking. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When sea falls on good soil, is born the quiet dawn, where slowly seeds the earth conceives, the bigness and the
people of the story, people of connecting, intersecting this, you know, we open up scripture to hear, you know, the story and how it connects with our own personal story and the story of those around us too. And I was thinking about my, I grew up in Alaska and my dad had a fabulous garden. And I had my best friend Dean, when he would always say, man, your dad has such good carrots. And part of it in Alaska, it doesn't get too hot, so they wouldn't get bitter, and it was just so sweet and succulent. They wouldn't be huge like down here, but and he had just a beautiful, beautiful flowers. But that was kind of what my dad did. He was in the backyard, you know, digging in the soil, the berries, the vegetables, the arranging his flowers in this beautiful array, and my mom, she was more the one that mowed the lawn and watched the football game when she was done. But as I think about the story of being, you know, in a place like this, memories are made with family, outdoors, in gratitude for the gift of the things that come out of the soil that sometimes we get disconnected with when we're in the city, or when we're even just inside. So just for fun, let me just, and I might do this song again at the, I might do this song at the concert, but maybe I won't if I do it down here. But here's a song that I wrote. It's not a worship song, but it's a story song, and it's part of my story. And it was, my dad died back in 92, and I wrote it when I came across an article of a woman who had lost her dad and was thinking about some memories that she had in her dad's, not her dad's garden, but her dad's orchard. So I started thinking about her journey and my journey and our stories connecting. Survived all of love. story, connecting our story with the story, finding ways to do that. And maybe that's kind of what my biggest hope with this liturgy is, that somehow, you know, it connects people too with a story that sometimes that we've forgotten, that we are from dust we came and to dust will go. We are part of it. We are intimately and deeply connected to the land. And to the water. I was teaching music 2 days a week at a Catholic school this year, and I had written on the board the verse from John, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. So every time I took a drink, I made them say it. It would give me it was beautiful to hear that, hear them say it, and then they didn't get squirrely. I'm not as worried about you guys. How about one more song here on the backside here, Seed of Life. And maybe before that, let's just see, any thoughts, comments, questions, and then we can just end on that and let that be our prayer as we end. I'm just going to leave these sheets if you want a copy of Canticle of the Sun. There's another song called God of the Harvest. Feel free to grab that one too. These, obviously, if you play guitar, you've got the guitar chords on them. There's a Lamb of God on here too, and that Alleluia we sang. There's another song in the back of this one that Heidi and I worked for a summer on a farm with some school sisters of Notre Dame who were running a community supported agriculture. When Heidi was discerning what to do when she decided not to be a doctor, she finished 2 years of medical school and then decided, I think I might want to be a farmer. Yeah. So we spent a summer with some sisters in western Minnesota, and one of the sisters said, oh, this is such a good text. This Earth Sabbath language is called, and it's not necessarily it would be more of a solo kind of thing. It isn't Christocentric, it's theocentric. But it's Earth Sabbath language, which she came up and said, can you just set some music to that? So that's this one, and that's on the other side of the Lamb of God and Hallelujah, if you want those. And yeah, thoughts, comments, questions?
Can you share just a little bit more about your group?
Yeah, oh sure, you bet.
And
yeah, Dakota Road Music started in the late 80s, and I got to know Larry Olson, his partner at the time, and Carol, his wife, was very involved, and then his partner at the time was David Lee Brown. And the three of them kind of started out in South Dakota doing some music at youth in Lutheran outdoor settings, and published a couple liturgies, Remembering the Promise and Chosen People. And in fact, a couple of the songs from those original liturgies are in the ELW. One, a Kyrie, that's in setting 8, and also a prayer, the Spirit intercedes for us. So those liturgies were around quite a while ago. I ran into Larry and David back in the early 90s, and really at a youth gathering. I brought some youth to an event, met them there, became a youth director, and then started doing some youth ministry. Larry was doing youth ministry and music in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I was near Rochester. We both ended up coming to a youth event here at Holden Village. and I wrote a song that week, and I was a little self-conscious about playing it in front of Larry at the closing worship. You know, here's this guy who's doing some liturgies and whatnot. So I said, Larry, how about you, you know, play along with me? Yeah. And so he played along with, and we broke, you know, and ended some, you know, and then he said, hey, are you ever in Sioux Falls? I'd love to, you know, show you my music scripting program, because we're self-published. And at that time, I wasn't even part of the group, but at that time, Larry was just self-publishing, and we still are today. And let me show you our music publishing program. And so he asked, are you ever in Sioux Falls? This is 4 hours away. I said, well, as a matter of fact, I just started dating someone going to Augie. And her dorm was 2 blocks away. So Larry came to know me as the the one who was happy to take advantage of and sleep on his couch and eat all the food out of his fridge.
Yeah.
And we got to know each other quite well and have been writing music together quite a while since then. So let's sing this final song as our, and so we travel out, continue to travel out, solo, duo, trio, five-piece, six-piece band, do Synod Assemblies, music at
train people in.
Yeah, and typically we go to a congregation, one of us might go to a congregation to lead a concert, worship, and that sort of thing on a weekend, that sort of thing. Yeah.